Well, you're looking at all sorts of different features. At least I am. On the one hand, you're looking at the word and saying, what sort of word is it? Is it a word that came into English in the Middle English period, or did it come in the Renaissance? Did it come in the 17th century? If it did, why did it enter then English then? Why was this word necessary, and how does that fit into the etymology of the word as we've given it? Have we given an etymology that makes sense in terms of the society in which the word arose? Are we demonstrating if the word has got maybe seven or eight different subsenses? Are we able to demonstrate from the documentary evidence that we have a logical progression of senses of the entries of the century of the entry up to the present day? Because even though a word may develop new meanings, there's usually a reason behind the emergence of those new meanings, which may be to do with the culture, you know, in the 18th century or the 19th century, or maybe to do with a cataclysmic event in a world war or something. There has to be something that provokes a shift of meaning. Then I'm looking at whether each of the senses we have is satisfactorily covered by quotation evidence. Have we found a respectably early quotation for each of the subsenses? Are we demonstrating the sort of genres in which the word is used over the centuries up to the present day, or up to the point at which it fell out of use? And in the end, have we managed to compress all the information that there is out there about this word into a format that is accurate and yet fairly readily understandable by the reader? Because it's possible to we could add 1,000 quotations for more or less any entry, but that wouldn't be very useful to the reader. It's more useful for them to get our digest of the entry in, even if it's in 35 quotations. So we're looking to be precise and elegant, if not poetic, then certainly elegant and precise.